Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills, and happy to be reporting that the Bills have made their selection at pick 30 in the first round of the 2021 NFL Draft. Gregory Rousseau, defensive end from the University of Miami, is the pick. I will say, a bit of a surprise to me. I think when you see some of the names that were still out there, I talked with some of the guys at Buffalo Rumblings earlier today, preparing myself, right, that they might be going with Asante Samuel Jr. Or a cornerback, thinking that maybe Tevin Jenkins, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma State, who was still on the board. Of course, Elijah Moore, the wide receiver from Ole Miss. And how could the team pass up on Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, right, the linebacker slash safety slash slot corner from Notre Dame, kind of serving as that big nickel. But when we take a look at things right now for the Buffalo Bills, really looking at things and deciding and saying, listen, pass rush is where it's at. The Buffalo Bills having to do what they can and really addressing that need with the pick of Gregory Rousseau, 6'7", 266 pounds out of Miami. Now, he did opt out of the 2020 season, so the last time you would have seen him would have been during the 2019 season. And Rousseau was certainly an interesting candidate, right? I think a favorite of many Bills fans early on in the draft process, right? When you were talking about defensive ends, the ability and the need to really get that pass rusher, right? When you talk about competing against the Kansas City Chiefs, other top offenses in the NFL, Gregory Rousseau was a popular name very early on. You guys know I do the Mocking the Bills segment each week. You know, at different times we would have it and say, okay, let's take a look at things. Let's really see who could be a good fit here. Who do the fans want to see? And Gregory Rousseau, again, a very popular choice from Bills fans when you look back at things. It was back in, good gosh, it would have been March 28th. So just about a month ago, did a poll, who should the Bills select at pick 30? Travis Etienne, Gregory Rousseau, Christian Barmore, Eric Stokes, and Creed Humphrey, right? Of those five guys listed, four were still available. Eric Stokes getting picked just before the Bills. And Gregory Rousseau got 35% of the votes. 925 of you chimed in and said that's who you want the team to take. Now you fast forward, Rousseau then does have a subpar pro day at Miami, certainly overshadowed by Jalen Phillips. Just didn't really show that explosiveness, right? When you talked about him as a prospect with his time in the 40-yard dash, with his work in the three-cone drill, with his vertical leap, with his broad jump, you know, there were certain things that fans would look at and say, good gosh, like this guy just didn't really deliver in that category. But when you talk about delivering on the field, Rousseau is certainly a guy who did that. Let me go back to the pro day testing really quick. And if you go to buffalorumblings.com, you can see the whole profile from our Dan Lavoie. It's right on the homepage there, right? So again, you talk about the pro day testing, 4.68 40-yard dash, 30-inch vertical leap, 115-inch broad jump, 7.5 three-cone drill, 4.53 short shuttle, 21 bench press reps. You know, I mean, really those things, nothing that stood out athletically for him. And you can, you know, rewind to last year thinking with AJ Epenesa, certainly going in the second round, right? That guy that did not test well, and that is why he slipped. And you kind of saw the same thing here with Rousseau, where early on thinking maybe he'll be one of the, you know, a top 20 pick. The athleticism was not there in the pro day. And here he is, dropping to the Bills in at pick 30. Now you go forward with it, right? You talk about his production during that 2019 season, 54 total tackles, 19 and a half tackles for loss, 15 and a half sacks, two forced fumbles. You know, it's interesting because we talked about Jason Owe from Penn State, who tested like a freak athletically, right? I mean, just his 40, his vertical, his broad, all of those things were off the charts, but there wasn't that production. And that was something that certainly stood out, at least to many fans that I interacted with I, that's a guy that the team that was not looking to draft. And I was a fan of Oweh. I thought that was someone, you know, that could have grown and developed with the Bills. But now you take someone like Rousseau and you might say, okay, you know, you don't have that pro day testing at this time, but you have the on-field production, right? Like if you look at what he was able to do, similar to Epenesa again, and that being the pick for the Buffalo Bills. I know many fans fall in, you know, one side of the fence, maybe saying that cornerback is something that the team should have addressed. Certainly will be interesting to see if that is something that they look to do tomorrow when it comes to the second and third round of the draft and what the Buffalo Bills could do there. So, of course, I'm curious to get your thoughts on the pick of Gregory Rousseau. Looking on Twitter just a little bit, fans seem to be, a little bit divided with this one. Some seem to be very happy, of course, that the Bills are, you know, addressing the pass rush, something that there's a need for improvement. Of course, you talk about Jerry Hughes and Mario Addison being in the final years of their contracts. And, you know, now here we are, right? Like, what are the Bills going to do? Like, what, you know, and they go with Gregory Rousseau. I do want to pull up the profile real quick from the draftnetwork.com. Joe Marino, the host of Locked On Bills, really the one that put this together. And I'm going to, you know, again, you can pull this up at the draftnetwork.com. I'm going to read through it to you here. Just real quick, I think, of course, that gives you the expert analysis that Joe brings in such a special way to the work that team does there. Miami defensive end Gregory Rousseau produced 19.5 tackles for loss and 15.5 sacks in 2019, which is the last exposure we have of him playing college football as he opted out of the 2020 season and declared for the 2021 NFL draft. While the production is eye-popping and he has an exciting physical skill set, his game is underdeveloped, which comes as no surprise given his relative newness to playing on the defensive line after a high school career where he primarily played wide receiver and safety. While Rousseau's frame and length jump off the tape, his lack of technical refinement, processing skills, and functional strength are concerning when projecting him to the next level. It will be important for the franchise that selects Rousseau to understand the need for patience with his development. Rousseau suffered a season-ending fractured ankle in 2018 after just two games and opted out of 2020, leaving 2019 as the only year of film to evaluate, and his rawness was evident. With patience and development, Rousseau has the upside to become an impact defender that can play all across the defensive line in multiple fronts. So you take a look at that. Certainly, again, you talk about patience, you talk about a raw, underdeveloped player, but when you are part of a defensive line, and as he notes, right, can play inside on pass rushing situations, can play outside a defensive end, probably his primary position. But when you've got veterans like Jerry Hughes and Mario Addison in the final year of their contract, I think it puts the Buffalo Bills in a position where they can develop Rousseau, and certainly they need some pop with that pass rush. So I'm a bit surprised still that he was the pick. I think when you talk about the kind of the hits that he took after the pro day, but as we go forward with this, I'm curious to see what Gregory Rousseau can do as a Buffalo Bill, and excited to see the team addressing defensive end as an area they can certainly improve during the 2021 season. So I will be back with you guys all weekend, recapping each draft pick that is taking place. Just keep it locked to BuffaloRumblings.com. We are going to be hitting you with different podcasts, each and every pick taking place, of course, analysis at BuffaloRumblings.com. It's late, man. I'm going to get out of here. You guys should too. I'll be back with you on Friday for more analysis for the Buffalo Bills picks in round 2 and round 3. Take care. And as always, go Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.